Good morning, everyone. So today I want to talk about a very interesting question that comes up in Cheshen Mishpat that happens to be quite a common case. And that is the case of a car accident between two Jews. And specifically, I want to discuss the case where one person was driving and he made a sudden short stop, and as a result, the person driving in back of him bumped into him and got damaged as a result. Is the person who made a short stop mechuyev to pay for damages to the person that got damaged as a result of him making an irresponsible stop in the middle of the street? So in order to introduce this, we will present the basic guidelines that appear in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Nun, and we will simply introduce the rules that govern this question before getting to the specific case of the two cars and the car accident. So according to Rashi's understanding of the Braisa in Maseches Baba Kama, the Braisa tells us the following general rule. If you have two people who are walking on the street, two people, and they are both acting responsibly, they're both acting birshus. The halacha is, if they're both acting birshus, they're both acting responsibly, and one of them, lemaisa, goes ahead and causes damage to his friend, if they were both acting responsibly, it depends. If it was an active type of damage, if it was hiziku zeh, he's chayiv, and if it was huzku, he's potter. If it was huzku, which means that the person who caused the damage wasn't overtly causing the damage, but he was stationary and the other person bumped into him and got hurt, in that case, he's potter. That's when they're both acting in a responsible type of manner. So too, in the reverse case, if both of them are acting irresponsibly, they are both speeding on the road in an irresponsible type of manner, and one of them caused the damage to the other person. So then, the same guidelines follow as we have in the first case, that if it was a direct type of damage, it was hiziku zeze, there was an actual overt type of action that caused the damage, he's chayev. But if it was huzku, if he was stationary and the other person bumped into him, it wasn't active, the halacha is going to be that he's potter. So that's the general rule. According to Rashi, if it was shneihem birshus or shneihem shloi birshus, they were both on equal footing. Either they were both acting responsibly or they were both acting in an irresponsible type of manner. They are both acting on the same level of responsibility. In that case, if it was hiziku zeze, if it was an active type of damage, the person is chayiv. If it was a stationary type of hezek and the other person bumped into him, in that case, he's potter. According to the Rambam, there are different rules. According to the Rambam, if they are both acting equally, in that case, you're always going to be potter unless the person intended to cause the hezek. And if he didn't intend to cause the hezek, he's automatically going to be potter. But most Rishonim understand, like Rashi, that it doesn't depend on intent to damage, but rather depends on whether there was a maisa hezek, there was an active type of damage, or whether it was a merely stationary type of damage. What about a case where one of them was acting birshus and one of them was acting shalai birshus? One of them was acting responsibly and one of them was acting with irresponsible behavior. In that case, the halacha is as follows. The person who caused the damage is going to be chayiv if he was acting irresponsibly and the other person was acting responsibly, even if it was huzku. Even if the type of damage wasn't in an active type of manner, but rather he was stationary, but the other person was acting responsibly and he was acting irresponsibly, he's still going to be chayiv, even though it was a huzku type of hezek and it wasn't a maisa hezek biyadayim. Even though it wasn't direct, since you were shaloi birshus and the other person was birshus, you're going to be chayiv. So that's the halach. Now, there's a mishnah that talks about two people who are walking on the street. One person was holding a beam, and all of a sudden he stopped, causing the other person walking behind him with a barrel to bump into him and have his barrel break and suffer a financial loss. And the question is the person who made the short stop chayev to pay for damages to the barrel, or is he potter? So the halacha is that it depends. If he fixed his load when he stopped, and that was normal in the times of the Gemara, he's going to be potter, because it's considered acting in a responsible way, because in the times of Chazal, it was normal to stop on the road to fix your load, and therefore it's considered acting birshus. As a result, it depends on whether it's hiziku or huzku, and in this case, he just made a stop, and the other person bumped into him, so it's huzku. He wasn't actively causing the damage, and as a result, he's going to be potter because he acted birshus. He acted responsibly. However, if he made a sudden short stop, it was irresponsible. He had no right to all of a sudden stop in the middle of the road. So even though it's a case of huzku, it wasn't an active type of damage, nevertheless, he's going to be chayiv because he was shalei birshus, and the other person was acting responsibly. The other person was birshus, and therefore, the person is going to be chayiv if he caused damage to the other person's barrel. That's the Mishnah. However, the Mishnah says two things. Number one, says the Mishnah, if the person in back noticed that the person stopped, he was ra'ah, he saw the person there, and he still bumped into him, in that case, the person is going to be potter. Because since you saw him there on the road, and you nevertheless bumped into him, so when you saw him, he became birshus. It's like he's birshus, because now you noticed him. Therefore, if you notice him and you still bump into him, the person is going to be potter. And the same thing would apply, says Rashi, if it was ra'ah or he warned him. Says Rashi, what if he didn't notice him, but he clearly warned him that he's taking a short stop, and he clearly told him to beware of the fact that someone is going to be stopped in the middle of the road, in that case as well. Since he got forewarning, in that case he's going to be potter, even though the person made a sudden short stop and the other person was driving normally and bumped into the fellow in front. So again, two exceptions to the rule. Either if you noticed him, or even if you didn't notice him, but he clearly sent you a warning that he was there. For instance, you have a car driving on the road and he puts his hazards on. So if the hazards are on, that's a way of warning the person in back of you. So you got a warning. In that case, if it's huzku, he's going to be potter, because since he sent him a warning, so it's like a case of birshus now, and therefore he's going to be potter. Now, we are now much closer than we were in the beginning to the case of the car accident. And in order to get to the case of the car accident, where you have one person who made a sudden short stop and the other person bumped into him, we are first going to have to address a very fundamental question in the Rishonim on this Mishnah regarding the person with the beam and the person with the barrel. And the halacha regarding the short stop case will depend on how you answer this question. The question is as follows. There's a very fundamental rule in Hilchos Nezikin, and that is as follows. Adam HaMazik is chayev even for Kalim. If you are directly responsible for damaging someone else's property, so you're going to be chayev, even if you damage Kalim, even if you don't damage the person himself, you damage his car, you damage his watch, you damage any of his belongings, you're going to be chayiv if it's Adam HaMazik. However, bor is potter b'kelim. If you dig a bor in Rishon Sarabim, the halach is, and this is a gzeiros hakasuv, there's a pasuk that we learn this out from, if someone gets hurt in your bor, he falls into your bor, the halach is you're going to be responsible. You're chayiv if a person gets damaged physically in your bor that you dug in Rishon Sarabim. You dug a pit, someone slips and falls into the pit, and he hurts himself, you're chayiv. However, For Kalim, you're potter. Bor is potter on Kalim. This is Exeris HaKasav. It's a pasuk. So if a person's belongings get damaged in your bor, the halacha is, you're potter. And the question, therefore, is, what is the definition of bor? What makes something part of the mazik of bor, as opposed to other mazik, ostensibly? What makes something part of the category of bor is when the type of hezek that was imposed was the type of hezek that was stationary, which means, just like a bor, you fall into the bor and you get hurt by the bor. So any time you have a hezek that parallels that type of setup, that is considered included in the category of bor. So the question is, when I have a beam and I stop, and then you bump into my beam, that should be considered bor, because you bumped into me. You got hurt by walking into my bor. So why is this considered something that makes the person chayv on kalim? You're chayv to pay for the barrel that you broke. This should be included in the mazik of bor, because you bumped into me. And as a result, you should be potter from any damages that result from the barrel that breaks, because the barrel is kalim. It's not Odom HaMazik, and as a result, you should be potter. That's the question of the Rishayim. And the Rishayim give two answers, and the Nafkamin is going to be the case of the car and the short stop. The first answer is that the beam is considered Yodei Arichto. Since you are holding the beam in your hands, the person in front was holding the beam directly in his hands, so it's an extension of his hands. So, since it was an extension of his hands, when you bump into the beam, it's as if you're bumping into the person himself. And if you bump into the actual person himself, even if it's in a stationary manner, it's poshet that it's Odom HaMazik, it's not Bor HaMazik. Therefore, in this case as well, even though you didn't actually bump into the person, you bumped into something that he was holding, since he was holding it in his hands, it's ki yodoi arichtodomi. It's as if it's an extension of his hands, because it's bottled to him. It's an accessory of the person. It's in his hands. We treat it as if it's the person himself. Therefore, it's Odom HaMazik, and Odom HaMazik is chayiv from kalim. That's why he's chayiv for damages that occur to the barrel. That's the first mahalach. That's the Aruch HaShulchan brings down from Rishayim. That's the first approach in the Rishayim. The second approach is as follows. It's not yodoi arichto. It's not an extension of the person's hand, but rather, the reason why it's considered Odom HaMazik is because the damage only occurs via the koyach of the person. The only way this beam has any ability to cause damage is because you have your koyach that is holding this beam in place. Since the beam is being held in place as a result of your koyach, as a result of your holding it there, it's considered Odom HaMazik, because it's coming from the Kayach of the Odom, and therefore, you're Chayah for Kalim. Those are the two Mahalachim. The first Mahalach is, it's an extension of the person's actual body, because you're holding it in your hand. The second Mahalach is, that the reason why it's Odom HaMazik and not Kalim, Bor, is because it's only able to be Mazik when the person's Kayach is holding it in place. The nafkamin is going to be in our case. And now we can finally get back to our case. I'm driving on the street and I make a sudden short stop. And I don't send the warning to the person in the back of me. So I am shaloi b'rishus. I made the sudden short stop. I'm acting irresponsibly. Shaloi b'rishus. The person in the back of me is acting b'rishus. He's driving normally. So normally the rule would be, you're chayiv even for huzku. Even if it's not an active type of damage, it's only stationary, you're going to be chayiv. However, the question is, are you chayiv as well on kalim? The person's okay. He bumped into you and he's okay. You're not responsible to pay for damages that occurred to him because he didn't get hurt. His car got damaged. That's kalim. Are you chayiv on kalim? Well, is this bor or is this odom? If it's odom hamazik, you're chayiv for damages that occurred to his car. But if it's kalim, if it's bor, then you're going to be potter, because bor is potter when it comes to the damage of kalim. It's going to be tully in these two approaches in the Rishayim. if the beam that the person is holding in his hand is an extension of his body, because you're holding it in your hand, it's as if you yourself, with your body, caused the damage, probably that wouldn't apply when you're sitting in a car. It's not bottled to your goof. It's not an accessory. It's not a part of your body. So it would be logical to presume that that would not be considered Odom HaMazik, but rather it would be considered Bor. And Bor is only chayef for the damage that occurs to a person, not to the for the damage that occurs to his car. And therefore, he's going to be Potter. However, if you hold that the reason why by the person holding the beam it's Odom HaMazik and not Bor is because it's only able to be Mazik through the person's koyach, because his koyach is holding in place. When you're holding on the gas, and then you push on the brakes and you make the short stop, your koyach is holding the car in place. And if your koyach is holding the car in place, perhaps this is going to be Odom HaMazik, you're going to be chayev.